a hypnotic state of cognitive dissonance in which one is compelled to disregard their own perception in place of the officially dictated version of events, leaving the individual completely dependent on the state's definition of reality itself. The result is a world in which even the privacy of one's own thought process is violated, where one may be found guilty of thought crime by talking in their sleep. And keeping a diary or having a love affair equals a subversive act of rebellion. This might sound like something that can only happen in totalitarian regimes. But Orwell was warning us about the potential for this occurring even in democratic societies. And this is why authoritarian alone does not Orwellian make. In his essay Politics and the English Language, he described techniques like using pretentious words to project authority, or making atrocities sound acceptable by burying them in euphemisms and convoluted sentence structures. But even more mundane abuses of language can affect the way we think about things. The words you see and hear in everyday advertising have been crafted to appeal to you and affect your behavior, as have the soundbites and talking points of political campaigns, which rarely present the most nuanced perspective on the issues. And the way that we use ready-made phrases and responses, gleaned from media reports or copied from the internet, makes it easy to get away with not thinking too deeply or questioning your assumptions. So the next time you hear someone use the word Orwellian, pay close attention. If they're talking about the deceptive and manipulative use of language, they're on the right track. If they're talking about mass surveillance and intrusive government, they're describing something authoritarian, but not necessarily Orwellian. And if they use it as an all-purpose word for any ideas they dislike, it's possible their statements are more Orwellian than whatever it is they're criticizing. Words have the power to shape thought. Language is the currency of politics, forming the basis of society from the most common everyday interactions to the highest ideals. Orwell urged us to protect our language, because ultimately, our ability to think and communicate clearly is what stands between us and a world where war is peace and freedom is slavery.